Ryan Day had already promised to push the gas pedal, and now he's flipping the NOS switch. Welcome to Snap Judgments. It is Tuesday at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. The game is Saturday. That's Jeremy Birmingham. I'm Austin Ward. Snappy J time. Big Fast and Furious guy, Ryan Day, and I love that. That bodes really well for Saturday.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put that on the bingo card. Ryan Day talking about nitrous and how you can use that.
NOS.
How you can use that to help yourself move ahead a little bit, but it can't be your primary fuel source, is what he said, which is true. Fact check, true. Ryan Day not telling lies at the podium about proper fuel options for your vehicle. That's good to start with. Obviously, again, Ohio State not going to answer questions about injuries, and a number of people in the room with Ryan Day tried a number of artful ways to pull one out of him.
Including you.
Including I, trying to inquire about Lorenzo Styles and his availability. Other people about Josh Padilla. Other people about, of course, Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. I don't blame Ryan Day for not saying nothing, but here we go. He did say Lorenzo's going to practice today, so I guess that's a plus.
He also said, kudos for all the efforts to pull it out. Ryan Day said that both Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate would be getting physical reps in addition to mental reps this week. We know, we know nothing, because nothing is guaranteed by Saturday. Jeremiah Smith, I continue to be of the mindset that he is going to play.
And he said as much.
And he also came out publicly and confirmed that on the podcast with Caleb Downs over the last couple of days. Nothing is promised with Carnell Tate. Not going to make any kind of bold, sweeping prediction, because the Buckeyes will be back out on the practice field in a couple hours here on Tuesday. So everything, you know, remains subject to change. But as it stands right now, it certainly appears that Jeremiah Smith will be ready for Saturday. That's coming from him directly and from just about everybody inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Carnell Tate, I'd say, is trending in a positive direction. Is that a dead set certainty? No, but nothing is. And I think there are good signs. I think there are encouraging signs across the board for Ohio State, not just from the mentality of his team, but also from the health of it.
Yeah, and, you know, it obviously, as you said, it comes down to Bloody Tuesday. I wonder, nobody asks on a week like this, how bloody does Bloody Tuesday have to be? Mm. But I do think Ohio State will be cautious over these next couple of days. Obviously, you get the day off on Thanksgiving that you wouldn't normally have. I'm sure they'll do some stuff in here in the morning.
I bet they practice for
it. You know, it seems like this is a very comfortable Ryan Day. Again, we've talked about it for the last 10 months, 11 months. Like, when you now have the national championship ring on your hand, it allows you the opportunity to speak a little differently and speak a little bit more confidently and try to put this game into the proper perspective. He was very clear. This is the first goal every year. Everyone on the team knows it. But he also was saying, we're not going to change a bunch of stuff that we've done to be successful, because in the past, when we've let that emotion play with you, we've seen the results. And Ryan Day has said, he said today, the last 4 years are not good enough. So what does that mean for Saturday? I mean, it's hard to really know that until we know who's all going to be playing. But I think the mindset is very deftly threading that needle of be emotional, focus on Michigan, not let this be something that toys with your brain the whole week.
Yeah, I mean, I think we still heard that execution is going to fuel emotion, but it's not as if Ryan Day is pretending like there isn't the additional NOS fuel that you can tap into that will absolutely be there when you step foot into the Big House. It is different. The game is different. The atmosphere is different. The pressure, the things that you hear from the stands are different. The importance of this game is obviously different. The fact that you're playing for gold pants is different. Everybody knows that. They don't have to be reminded of that. And that's why today, and it's not just because Ryan Day is channeling Dominic Toretto, the way that he talked, the length of his answers, there have been so many Mondays or Tuesdays that I've been covering this team. This goes back to Urban Meyer, but we're focused on the Ryan Day era, where it felt like he was trying to prove how tough he was even on a Tuesday, and he was going to give nothing away in a press conference, and it's out of character for him. He is one of the most insightful, and setting aside injury conversations, the answers that you get, the attention that he pays to a give and take respectfully, knowing that we have a job to do, that he has a job to do, I think his press conferences are always among the best in the country. Now, you don't get a lot of sound bites like a Mike Leach or a Lane Kiffin. It's very different in that regard. But in terms of actual information about his team, I've always greatly appreciated that. And then you get to this week and it's like, nope, nothing is going to be said. Going to be super serious. Not going to entertain anything. Not going to smile. It was definitely not the case today. And I know that Snap Judgments can be too vibey.
Yeah.
But that's an important vibe.
Two things. One of them that happened on camera during his press conference. The second one happened as we were walking out of the team room. The first one, Ryan Day saying, fun is kicking ass, which, I mean, if you're talking no soundbite, there's a soundbite.
You said, you know, when you win a national championship, you can say whatever the hell you want. Yeah,
that's a different sound from Ryan Day. That's a soundbite. But then walking out, one of the subscribers on the Letterman Row message board asked about the hoodie that he was wearing today. And so I asked, I said, Ryan, people are wondering where they can get that hoodie. And he said, I'll get you one, Berm. And I'm like, okay. So like, that's that.
Thought you were asking for it?
Must have been. That vibe is a little different than what we would, that felt like, are you scared, Berm, from the Georgia game in 2022 a little bit. He did not have the normal, but like this.
He didn't ask if you were scared. He knew you were scared.
True, facts. I wasn't though. I was just taking pictures. here's the thing though. And the Buckeyes have an example of this, a sample of this more than anybody in the country recently. At the end of last year, they played four straight championship games. Okay. Like now you want to win a national championship this year. Michigan game, championship game, Indiana game, championship game, Rose Bowl championship game, Fiesta Bowl championship game, Orange Bowl championship game. It's all championships from here. So like if you can't get up for that without having to throw the extra piece of the Michigan fuel on there, then you don't belong in this program. And I think this program, because of what they went through last year, is much more prepared emotionally for this. And Michigan on Saturday is going to try and Philip Daniels the heck out of Ohio State. They are going to do whatever they can do to get Ohio State to lose their cool.
And they always do.
And to play with, let the emotion play with them.
Yep.
And so I think it's an important message from Ryan Day today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, to say this is obviously a huge football game, but it is fundamentally at this point for this season really no different than the last game you played against Notre Dame or the game against Texas. Like, you win in advance. So every game from now on is that motto. And I think that helps this team a lot because they've been through it.
It's a hardware game.
It's a hardware game. And, you know, I'm not ignorant of the fact. Obviously, Michigan matters a lot more than just a normal hardware game. But you have to win this one to get to the next one. It's a goal game.
There is a scenario where they could get through to Indianapolis without it, but that would be asking an awful lot. The clearest path is winning on Saturday and securing the first set of hardware. And I view this, we've been talking a lot about Caden Curry, but this can apply to Caleb Downs. It'll apply to Jeremiah Smith, everybody on that team a year ago. You know, they have the ultimate prize. They have climbed the highest mountaintop, but they are in a position now to do something more, something that those seniors from a year ago, none of them did, to get a set of gold pants and to get to Indianapolis and win that trophy. And they can complete the infinity gauntlet of hardware. And that's not nothing. And the game is always going to stand on its own, but this, I think that there is a world where Saturday, and I wouldn't have thought this 6 months ago, and maybe I'll regret saying it right now, where Saturday has now become more important, at least in this very moment, to Ohio State than the college football playoff and everything beyond that. Because they have won that championship ring already, and they're certainly going to try like heck to get back to that point once you get into mid-December in January. But I don't want to say the flag that they can plant, because that brings a whole other set of context into play here. But this is something that they can put on the resume that would ensure the legacy for the players that already won a national championship and then can end that losing streak and set this thing back on the path that Ohio State believes it should be.
Yeah, and maybe the message will change from us on Monday if Ohio State were to lose in Ann Arbor.
I don't want to try and do that.
And then, I know I'm saying, but the point is, we were saying at last February, this season is about beating Michigan. It was this season when it started, when we started looking at the roster, started prognosticating how this year was going to go. This felt like the reload year for the 26th season. But the way this season has gone, the way that Matt Patricia's defense has elevated, the way that the Buckeyes have found players like Caden McDonald and Arvell Reese and Jermaine Matthews and this version of Davis and Igbinosin and Caden Curry and all these guys, like, now this is the time.
Yeah.
But that is still goal number one. And Ryan Day reiterated that. It's the first goal every year is to beat Michigan. So for a team that has achieved one of their 12 goals in the last 4 years.
Yeah,
it was the big one. You win a national championship, that's great. But there is no overlooking how important this game is to Ohio State. And again, watching this version of Ryan Day, the head coach, thread the needle and kind of walk the plank there between let it consume you and let it just be what you normally do, I think is the storyline of the week, because ultimately last year we thought Ryan Day had a handle on it. And then they went out there and played the worst game plan of the season on offense, and lost a game where you gave up 13 points. So that's Michigan's not scoring more than 13 on Saturday in most scenarios. So the Buckeyes just have to do the things. And again, but you can see the scars.
Yeah.
The Ryan Day to bring, well, you got to catch the kicks. You got to make the kicks.
He did name a bunch of things that seemed oddly specific.
So like these are things that have been an issue for Ohio State in this game and in other games that they've been on the ropes in. And so here you go. We got another big Wednesday coming.
We do.
Like, do you, let's talk about this for a second. Do you think it's weird? We've never been in here on a Woody Wednesday the night before Thanksgiving. The Buckeyes have always kind of shut things down for this week. That was Urban's way. That was the way Ryan handled it the first 6 years of his head coaching career. What do you make of it? Is it good, bad, indifferent in your mind?
I think.
Because it has nothing to do with us.
I would say, for me, I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know that it's anything to me. All it tells me is that they have thought through everything that is part of the normal routine, and no part of it was like, let's cut this because it's a distraction. We can remove this and that'll narrow the focus. They've treated every game a quarter mile at a time. And I think that that's, you don't suddenly think that you're racing the Indy 500 now. Saturday.
No, you're on the mean streets of LA. Or Tokyo.
Or you're in outer space in a Fiero. It can be any of those
things. Anything can happen when you are Vin Diesel.
You were asking a serious question, and my answer is it tells me that this has been 11 months in the making. Everything that you do for every game throughout the year, including the last one, are we going to change this? Are we going to change that? No, we're going to keep the routine. The things that we can move that maybe are extraneous to that game prep, let's put that in an off week. So we have maybe talk too much about, you know, the band coming in here and the way that they organize that and media availability on a Wednesday night. All it means to me, we'll find out on Saturday if that worked or didn't work. Maybe it won't make any difference to the actual play on the field anyway. Yeah. But it's showing to me clear signals that all of this was thought out and it's all purposeful. And Ryan Day didn't just decide after the game on Saturday that they were going to have a Wednesday press availability before Thanksgiving. Like this has been the case for weeks and months, and this is the way that they want to prepare. This is the way that, excuse me, Ryan Day wants to prepare on Saturday. And you know, maybe having the captain's talk is just a way to flip the NOS switch right on time.
I think it is a tacit admission from Ryan Day that he has allowed this week to mess with his head, and if it means routine that he spends 10 more minutes talking to the media on a Wednesday night, it allows him to just be like, this is a football game. It's obviously a big football game.
Yeah.
And this team shouldn't be afraid of playing big football games. They've been winning all of their big football games with the exception of this game against Michigan for the last 4 years. So I don't think that it's something that you like should put too much stock into, but it's also, I think, a good reminder that this is a guy still trying to figure out exactly what his team needs from him. And he's changed a ton in the last year. A lot of that started with the conversation in the team room after the Michigan game. And it's a constant tinkering. And I think that when you have head coaches who are willing to self-examine and understand that, hey, maybe I was not doing what I had to do, it is a win for the program and a win for the players in the locker room that know that they can trust Ryan Day to do what is best for this program and not what's best for him.
Well, a brotherhood is nothing if not a family, Berm. And I think that's a great lesson that we can all take and apply that forward as we roll along. As you said, it's going to be a busy week. We will have a Wednesday version of the beat, as we always do, be modified. I don't think we're going to talk a lot about stocks from the Rutgers game and how that might impact Saturday. Can't guarantee it, but I don't know that that's going to hold a lot of water as we move forward. We'll be back in here Wednesday evening for some snap judgments again. Those will be the last version of that. If you can send in, or if you would like to send in, questions for a Thanksgiving notebook, Three Thoughts Thursday is going to be Your Thoughts Thursday. That is theaustinandbermshow@gmail.com. theaustinandbermshow@gmail.com. Send in those mailbag questions. We will be recording that on Wednesday afternoon as well to get ready.
So get those in by about noonish Wednesday.
So if you've got thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, send them our way. We'll get to those. That will be the Thursday version of the beat on Thanksgiving. And then we'll have bold predictions on Friday. Then I'll be heading up north. Berm will already be there. So that's what's laid out for the days ahead. Stick with us all week long as we get ready for the game Saturday noon in the Big House. He's Berm. I'm Austin. See ya.